Rusty Quill presents.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Why wouldn't I be?
Well, that was all pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah. I guess.
I have to say, you are handling all this a lot better than I thought you would.
Well, John, how exactly am I supposed to take it? I just found out that my grandpa murdered my grandma and was possibly going to murder my dad. I could freak out. I could scream. I could just break down and cry, or I could just disassociate. Accept that it's something that happened and just not let it affect me. It's less scary that way. So that's what I'm going to do. Pretend that it doesn't affect me.
That's a choice. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
So, did you have any idea what happened to them when you were growing up?
No. Not a clue.
Well, how did your parents explain to you that you just didn't have grandparents on your dad's side?
They didn't. We just never talked about it.
And you never thought to just ask?
No. I guess I didn't. I never thought of it as strange.
Interesting. What about your mom's parents?
What about them?
Was there anything off about them?
Weird question. They were normal, I guess. They're your typical grandparents. They're old and they live in Florida. Land of the grandparents.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sure. I had no idea that my dad grew up in Maine.
And he never told you anything about his childhood? About his upbringing?
No, he never really said anything about his past. But I don't really remember much about my childhood either. I'm sure he just didn't want to, like, traumatize us or anything. I mean, how would you react if your dad told you that your grandpa one day just went postal and almost killed you?
I suppose I wouldn't take it well at all.
Other than just being from the state and town, there has to be some other connection to all this shit. On the bright side, there's one good thing to come out of these recordings. It's not pronounced Banger after all. It's Bangor.
Yeah, it's pronounced how it's spelled.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that now. Should we keep going?
Well, I have to leave soon. But sure. We can at least start one. Grab tape number 2.
All right. Here we go.
Just click play. You don't need to make a whole production every time.
Sorry. Okay. Play.
It's good to see you again, Nathan. How are you feeling today?
Hello, it's good to see you too. I'm doing okay, I guess. Just kind of drained from that last session, I guess.
Well, I'd say that's completely understandable, wouldn't you? You've been holding all of this in for so many years.
Well, yeah, it's really been a long time since I've talked about this.
Imagine that you're like a bottle of cola. Each negative experience you have in your life shakes you a bit. A fight with a loved one? Shake. A breakup? Shake. Everything we talked about in the last session? Shake, shake, shake. If you don't want to talk about it, that pressure is going to build and build and build until eventually, pop. Each session will help relieve a little bit of that pressure at a time until eventually, completely flat. Well, at least that's the goal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, I think it does. It does feel pretty good to get all of this off my chest. Finally.
I am so happy to hear that. Now, last session you were talking about what happened with your parents. Would you like to pick up right where we left off?
Yeah, I guess we can do that if that's okay. So, I'm at my house and I'm talking to the cops. Well, trying to anyways. Nothing's coming out. In hindsight, I was probably just in shock. I must have blacked out or something, because the next thing I knew, I was somehow at my aunt and uncle's house. And I can't remember if I went to the police station or the hospital for some sort of, I don't know, psychological evaluation or something like that. Is that something they would typically do in that sort of situation?
Typically, they'd have you looked at for any possible injuries. They would then take you down to the police station to alert your family to the situation and question you about what took place. You don't remember any of that?
No. I can't recall anything between the police showing up and then just being at my aunt's house. Is that normal?
Personally, I don't believe in normal. Every person on this planet has their own version of normal. But I can tell you that blacking out after experiencing trauma is a perfectly natural thing. It can happen to anyone. But that doesn't mean the memories are gone. Think of your memories as doorways. The things and events that you can't remember are just trapped behind locked doors. You just have to find the right key to access them.
Huh. I think that kind of makes sense.
Here's an example. Every time I come across the scent of lavender, I'm instantly transported back to my childhood. Mum is in the laundry room washing all of our dirty clothes, and Dad is in the kitchen cooking up a big breakfast.
Okay.
The lavender scent is the key that triggers, or unlocks, the memory. The doorway. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think it does.
Is there anything like that for you?
No, I don't think my mom really liked lavender. It was always a different scent that she would use, I think.
No, that's not quite what I mean. Is there anything you can think of that instantly triggers a memory?
Nothing is really coming to me right now. I'm sorry, I guess that all of my doors are locked. And padlocked. And there's no keyhole. Oh, and the doorknob is missing.
I know it may feel that way, but I truly believe that in time we can find those keys. And if there is no doorknob or keyhole, we'll just have to use a sledgehammer instead. But speaking of time, it appears that our session has reached its end. We can continue this conversation at our next session. I do have a little bit of homework for you. I'd like you to go home and find a pen and a pad of paper. This is going to seem very strange, but I want you to sit down, put your pen to the paper, close your eyes, and just write for about 10 minutes.
I don't see how... How can that help?
Yes, it seems silly. But if you sit there and just write without having any sort of goal in mind, your subconscious may just slip out onto the page. It may seem like gibberish at the time, but when we sit down and really dig in a little deeper into what you write down, we may just be able to find a few of those keys that you're looking for. Great work today.
That's it? That seemed like it went by so fast.
You think? We've been sitting here for an hour. I personally thought it dragged.
An hour? It felt like it was no longer than, like, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Or maybe you dozed off and just didn't notice.
I didn't.
Regardless, I've been here for far too long. I need to head out of here.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Thank you for the approval. I'll talk to you later.
Do you mind if I keep listening to these?
Well, it's your property and your life, Nate. You can do whatever you want.
That does seem a little more abrupt than usual. You're right, Bella. I feel a little bad starting this without him. I mean, it seemed like he didn't really care, but we started this together. And honestly, I'm not sure this is something I really want to be alone for, but I'm so curious. Maybe in a bit. What should I do now?